Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 26 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Node 27339 connected to WAUM VHF.
An ROX, 7 OR.
The East Coast Reflector Youth Net will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
As long as he makes it, it's kind of a funny character to deal with. At least that's the way I'd find him. But in either case, he says he has the radio and all that, but he's just with his wife's family in Ladner. So, waiting for the traffic to die down, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fiery minds want to know, 7 OR. There's your repeater down the States keying up. Making some squawkle. Oh, for the repeater? Okay, I'm not going to swing the beam and all that stuff. Let them have their fun.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, The phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to UFNet number 139 on the East Coast sector for December the 12th, 2025. My name is N1CBM, and along with Sal, W2SAL, as my co-moderator, we have Vicky on the logs, K8VKY, keeping us straight. And I have to offer you the bestest and greatest three net controllers that the ECR has to offer. Miss River, KR4GIP, she'll take the first slot. Ivan, KE2EGF, he'll take the second slot. And Grayson, KG4BUT, know him, he's going to take the slot. For tonight, the question of is, do you bake your Christmas cookies? Do you bake your Christmas cookies? You can add anything you like to the comment. We're looking for, in this net, we're going to spice it up a little bit. Tone it down from the speed on the check-ins, but we're going to spice it up with comments back from the users, from the ham who are checking in into the net. If you want to jump over all the pileups, it's available on 716-317-9050. Or if you fancy the email way, you can send it to text@ecr.radio. Just put your call sign in the body or the title of the email, and Ms. Vicky will do the right thing and put you on the logs. Once again, the question of the night, do you bake your Christmas cookies? And we're looking for the fellow ham members who are checking into the net to talk back to the kids and ask questions. You can ask a question back to the kid. With that being said, we're going to do the first round of check-ins, mobile check-ins for the UFNet number 139. Call in now with your call signs twice and slow.
Back 4, Oscar Romeo Kilo, KQ4, ORK, short time mobile tonight.
All right, any other mobiles here for the UFNet on the number 139?
Kilo 2 Alpha Papa. Kilo 2 Alpha Papa. Producing me.
Kilo Foxtrot 6 Hotel Delta Juliet. Kilo Foxtrot 6 Hotel Delta Juliet.
November 5, Mike XBM, M5, MXI, David and Corpus Christi. In and out, please.
This is N3, Lima, Lima, Yankee. November 3, Lima, Lima, Yankee. Glenn in Glen Burnie, Maryland. I am in and out, please.
Alrighty then, I want to take this list up here, and I got from the bottom up, N3LLY, Glenn, he was in and out, thanks for waving a hand, N5, MXI, David, also in and out, thank you for dropping by, KF6HDJ, Brent from Pensacola, Florida, K2AP, Joe from Islip, New York, KQ4ORK, Barry, I know you're short time, we'll come back to you first, N6ZAR, KE8 SMN, N2 ZBN, W2SAL, KQ8U, W2RBC, and WB8ODF. Dave, you're number first on the check-ins here, but we're going to take ORK first. I'm going to send it now to River. River's going to be manning the first slot on the UFNet number 139. River, this is Carlos, N1CBM. You have it.
All right, thank you, Carlos. Next up we have KQ4ORK in Apollo.
Good evening, River, everybody on the Usenet. Thanks for jumping me in there. I was late to getting in. Unfortunately, I did not hear the question. Can I get the question again from you? I guess that's my question back to net control that they said we could do. That's all I caught.
All right. Question of the night is, do you bake Christmas cookies? KQ4ORK. You have it.
I appreciate the update. I most certainly do. I cook cookies all year round, so I especially enjoy Christmas cookies. I cook them for myself and pass around. Really glad I got to be able to jump in the Usenet tonight. I have a company party. I ran out just to check in. So appreciate the getting me to the top of the list. 73, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa to everybody. Happy holidays. 73 and back to net control. KQ4. ORK in the mobile.
All right. Thank you for coming. If you have a question for me or had a question for me, I did not get it. If you have a question for me, you can come back now.
Well, River, I appreciate the opportunity, but my restating the question, I'll take that as my question. Have a great evening. Thanks again. KQ4, ORK, clear.
Next up, we have WBHODF. Dave in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Well, good evening, River, Ivan, Grayson, and, of course, Carlos. Thanks for doing the Usenet. I do not eat anything. I'm not really a cookie eater. But my question to you would be, what is your number one present you want this year for Christmas? WB8ODF.
All right, thanks for coming. And my number one thing on my Christmas wish list is a laptop. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have W2RBC, Randy in West Seneca, New York.
Good evening, River, Ivan, Grayson, and everyone on the Usenet. Yes, I bake several types of Christmas cookies for the holiday season. Peanut butter drop cookies are usually my favorite. River, my question to you is, what is your favorite cookie? Merry Christmas, everyone. Back to net control, 73 to all. RBC.
My favorite cookie would be, I think chocolate chip cookies. They're a classic, and they are so delicious. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have KQ8 Bob in Ecorse, Michigan.
Good evening, River, and all on the Usenet. I don't bake the cookies. My girlfriend bakes the cookies, and I eat them. I'd probably set the house on fire if I mess with that oven. I only have a question. Are you looking forward to the holidays? Over.
All right. I did not get if you asked me a question, but if you did, then I think it was do I look forward to the holidays, and yes, I do. Next up, we have W2SAL, Sal in Cheektowaga, New York.
Hey, Good evening, Miss River. To answer your question, do we bake Christmas cookies? Yes, and we'll start those next week. With that, my question to you is, do you and your friends go around the neighborhood singing Christmas carols?
Well, I do not do it with my friends, but I do it with my family and my and I guess they are kind of my friends. But thank you for coming. Next up we have N2ZZN, Alan in Kendall, New York. Hopefully with Maddie.
Hi, good evening, River. Had to wait for the ID and all that stuff to finish before I could transmit. And I'm going to put Maddie down for the answer, but I have questions for you, too. So here's Maddie.
Last we make gingerbread cookies.
Yep. Maddie says gingerbread cookies. And they are my absolute favorite. But it's a whole family adventure. Mama, you make the dough. I roll it out, Maddie cuts it out, and we all watch and wait for it to be done and see who can be the first one to taste them. So, and my question for you is, do you like your Christmas cookies decorated or undecorated? I like my gingerbread cookies. Over to you, and thank you for doing that. And to ZVN, back to Net Control.
Alright, well, I do, so, like, I like decorating my cookies, and I also like eating them, so, yes, I guess I do like decorating them. Alright, thank you for coming. Next up we have KEHSMN, Jeff in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Good evening, River, and everyone on the Youthnet. This is KEHSMN. I don't make cookies. My wife does. And my question to you is, did you and your family put Christmas decorations in the yard this year? KEHSMN, back to Net.
Well, we did some lights, and we put lots of wreaths up. We didn't put anything in our yard, yeah, thank you for coming. Next up we have N6ZAR, Scott in Eastvale, California.
Good evening, River, and everybody else on the net tonight. Yes, we do bake our cookies. I really love the way the house smells after the cookies are finished baking. My question to you, River, is what is your best part of Christmas dinner? What do you enjoy eating the most? N6ZAR, back to you.
Well, we don't usually do a Christmas dinner, but I think for this year we're gonna try some goose. But we'll have to see. So I'm not really sure what my favorite part is about that, because we don't normally have it. So I guess that's my answer. Next up we have K2AP, Joe in East. Islip, New York.
Yeah, this is Joe, K2AP, in East Islip. That's like Islip, New York. And, I bake cookies with poison every night, so I don't. My daughters bake wonderful cookies all the time. My question is, do you have any ornaments on your tree? If you're creating a Christmas tree, do you have any ornaments with your call sign on? I know I have a special that I do that every year with my call sign. It says K2AP. in red letters. So that's my belief of K3P back to that. And thank you for the great job of K3P back to that.
All right, thank you for clearing up that pronunciation for me. Put the tree up yet? We kind of wait till the last minute to put it up and start decorating it. So I don't have any ornaments on it yet. We wait till the last minute. Next up we have K6. HDJ Brent in Pensacola, Florida.
Well, good evening, River and Vicky. And Vicky, I'm keeping my wings warm. To the question, I love baking. I bake a lot of bread. I've never really baked cookies. So that would be a great idea. Make myself a nice batch of soft oatmeal cookies. I think I will have to try that this Christmas. And I don't have any questions for you this time. Maybe next week. Back to net control. KF6HDJ, thanks for the man.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up we have KE2. Mark in Elma, New York.
Good evening. The question I'm going to pose to you is, you had mentioned you like to decorate cookies. Do you know and or hand pipe your cookies for frosting? And answering the question, do I bake my own Christmas cookies? I do not. My wife or sisters and sister-in-laws and daughter and cousins, they make tons and tons of cookies. Have a great evening and a great Christmas, River. KE2EDS.
Yeah, when I do decorate my cookies, my mom makes buttercream frosting, and we use piping bags to type it onto the cookies. Thank you for coming. Next up we have N6DTD, Ray in Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, N3DQD here. I was waiting for my ID to finish up. Good evening, River, and to Ivan, Grayson, and everybody else in the Zoom room. No, I do not bake cookies. We do get quite a few cookies shared with us, and I usually share soups with the people on our hallway here in the apartment building. So it's kind of a mutual sharing, but I'm not a baker. And so let's see. My question to you is, I always like the chocolate chip cookies right off of the cookie sheet and eat them when they're warm. Is that something you do when you're baking cookies at home?
Oh, yeah, we do that. Next up we have N5RTC, Perry in Austin, Texas.
NT, that's my story. Hi, River, Ivan, Grayson, everybody on the net this evening. I do not bake, so my answer is no. And, River, my question for you is, who's more difficult to shop for, your mom or your dad, and why? N5RTC, back to net control.
Both are very difficult to shop for because they don't really give you a straight answer as to what they might want. It's very hard to shop for them. But if I had to choose, it would probably be my dad, because my mom likes plants, and that's kind of easy to get. So, that's my answer to your question. I'm going to hand it over to Carlos to get some more check-ins, so this is KR4GIP.
Okay, thank you, River. That was a great, great, great round of check-ins, the first one. You did great. If you want to take some more, you can just show me your hands up and down in the Zoom room, and I'll send some more. This is Carlos, N1CBM. I'm ready to take more check-ins for the UseNet number 139. It's going pretty well with you guys asking questions back to the kids. Get to learn, get to know the kids a little bit more. Carlos, N1CBM, as I said earlier, let's go for another round of check-ins. Mobile check-ins, let's see if there's anybody out there going home. Mobiles, calls, lines, twice, and please.
Whiskey 1, Golf Hotel Bravo, W1GHB, Steve in Richmond, in and out.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Delta Foxtrot, KO 4, WDF Lee, Mobile, in and out.
Any 2, DAS, Kilo Delta 2, Victor Alpha Sierra, in and out.
Kilo 6, Gulf Bravo Zulu, K6, GBZ, in and out.
Whiskey Victor Juliet. Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Victor Juliet.
W2KJV. W2KJV.
Okay, let's keep on getting for general checking stuff. Check-ins for the UseNet number 139 and get to know the kids and get your question answered to Carlos, N1CBM, asking for more general check-ins. Call me to call signs to ISO.
November 1, Whiskey, Echo, Bravo, and 1, WEB.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lemia Victor, CBAPLV, Chris.
KQ4PLY. KQ4GLY, in and out.
W2MEG, Whiskey 2, Mike Echo Golf, Meg, Buffalo, in and out.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Kilo Alpha, K4JKA, Ray, Taylorville, North Carolina. Kilowatt 4, Juliet Delta Romeo, K4JDR, Ronnie in Raleigh, North Carolina, I will be in and out.
Kilo 4, Papa Juliet Mike, K4PJM.
KR4 HOA. AC4 VR, Alpha Charlie 4, Bravo Romeo,
In and out tonight, please.
Okay, that's a pretty good list right there. Thank you very much, Holt, for in. I'm going to recognize from the bottom up AC4BR. You are in and out, Brian. Thanks very much for saying hello. KR4HOA on them. We'll be back for you. K4BJM Perry, Leesburg. K4JRDDR, Ronnie, you are in and out. Thank you. K4JKA, Raymond. W2MEG, Meg, thanks for waving a hand. KQ4GLY, also in and out, Chris. KV8PLV, another Chris. N1WEB, Webb. KJ5MHB, Ezekiel. W2KJV, Tony. V3WBJ, Bill. K6GBZ, KD2VAS, KO4WD, and W1DHB. All those four were in and out. Thank you very much for saying hello. I'm going to send it over now to Mr. Ivan, KE2ETF. He's going to do the second slot of the UseNet number 130, Charles, and once again.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos. All right, first off on the list here, we got Victor Echo 3, Whiskey, Victor Juliet, Phil in Sudbury, Ontario, Canada. Question my is, do you bake Christmas cookies, and do you have a question for me? Down to you. GE3WVJ, are you still with us? Alright, it seems not. We'll mark it in and out, and I guess go on there, sadly. Alright, W2KJV, Tony in Homer, South of Philadelphia, you can help.
Well, good evening, Ivan. Good evening, Carlos, and everyone on the Usenet tonight. This is Tony, W2KJV. And is the question about baking cookies sure?
Yeah, Tony, the question is, do you bake Christmas cookies, and we're doing something fun this time where you get to ask me a question. Down to you.
Yeah, thank you for repeating the question. No, I don't bake cookies. My wife does. She does a great job, but I tried once, and they were totally unedible. My question to you is, how many of your favorite cookies can you eat at one setting? Back to you, Ivan. This is W2KJV.
Ooh, now that's a good question. I like almond butter kisses. Those are really good. But I have to have an almond butter version because I'm allergic to peanuts. I also like raspberry thumbprints. Those are also really good. Chocolate chip cookies are really good. You know, raisins are good. They're all good. Yes, long story short, I could eat a bunch at one sitting. Like, I'm going to estimate like 40 cookies, depending on the size. Anyways, let's pass them down to, I'd probably also throw up after that, but, anyways, let's pass them down to KJ5MHB Ezekiel in Cleveland, Texas. Please come now.
This is Kilo, Juliet 5, Mike Patel, Victor, and Risto. I'm actually located in Cleveland, Texas right now. I'm actually at a park here. To answer your question, yes, we do bake Christmas cookies. We haven't baked them yet, however. My question for you is, do you have your and decorations?
Yes, I think the question was, do we have the Christmas decorations up? And yes, we do. We got them out in the yard, we got them in the ham shack, and we got them in the house. Did I get the question correct, sir?
Sort of. My question was, do you have your tree up and decorated?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, that's up, and it's all decorated. We still got the ribbon on it. We have not done it yet. Kind of about it, but, like all the things, you know, and kind of just let it sit, like the projector right outside. Anyway, 33 is the deal. Right, Ascension, down 2 and 1 WEB, Webb in Collierville, Tennessee. I think that's how you pronounce it. Down to you.
Thank you, Ivan. Good evening to River and Grayson. And yeah, that's close enough for Collierville. That's a tough one. Yes, we hear that cook stuff because I don't bake myself. And my question back for you, since you've got a Christmas tree all decorated there, what ornament do you put on the top of that Christmas tree? N1, WEB, back to Ivan.
Alright, yeah, to answer that, we have a star up at the top of the Christmas tree. It shines bright up there. We used to have a pretty angel, but it broke one time. We came it up and said we fell. Very beautiful, though. It was my mom's grandma's. So what about my great-grandma's? But, yeah, she passed way before I was born, so, yeah. But it was still a really nice angel. But, yeah, we have a star now. It's pretty good. Anyway, let's pass on down to Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, Chris, and not in Michigan. Please come now.
Hello, Ivan. You guys are always doing a great job. I would say yes, I do help bake the cookies. My favorite part is the frosting side of the job. My question to you is there a Christmas gift you've received in the past that you still use or play with today? Thanks for having me host tonight.
Well, into that, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of board games you've gotten. Let's see here. A lot of stuff in my ham shed was given to me a year ago for Christmas. I shouldn't say a lot of stuff, but a lot of my Saturn equipment was, and I use it frequently. Actually, just put together a light-up Christmas tree recently. It's very small, but there's some stuff and colors in it. It's kind of cool, but, let's bring up some other ones here. There's a whole list. I use most of mine, though. There is a good amount that I don't really ever use again, but most of them I'll use. Say about 3/4 of it I'll use. And then, you know, there's some stuff that just, like, sewn together in a bag, and it maybe, like, clothes that you'll grow out of or something like that. But, anyway, 23 is there, Chris. Now let's pass on down to Kilo 4. J.K.A. Raymond in Taylorsville, North Carolina. Please come now.
Thank you, Ivan. To answer your question, yes, I do bake cookies. My daughter gives me orders or what her wish list is, and earlier for Thanksgiving I did pumpkin bread. Now I'm doing gingerbread cookies. So yes, sir, I do all the baking.
Roger that, Ray. Do you have a question for me there? I guess not. All right, we'll pass that down to K4PJM, Perry in Leesburg, Florida. Please come now.
Well, good evening, Ivan. River and Grayson, you're all doing a fantastic job. Really appreciate that. We're not baking the Christmas cookies anymore. That tradition has been handed over to our daughter and granddaughter, and they bake the cookies, but I still participate in the eating part. So I still, and decorating, we both do that. I do have a question for you. I'm just curious, and how long have you been interested in ham radio, and how long have you been doing running the net? That would be wonderful to know. You're doing a great job. This is K4PJM. Back to you.
Hi, great question, Perry. I was waiting for someone to ask not really the Christmas question, but yeah. Let's see here. So, I've been interested in ham radio since February of 2024. I did not get licensed until October of 2024, though, kind of hard for a kid to get licensed, but once I really got my thought down of what it was pretty easy, And I passed my technician and then general about a year after, not a year after, like 7 months after. But, yeah, so long story short, yeah, that's how long I've been a ham for. I got licensed in October, and then I got on the net a couple of days, not a couple of days, I should say a couple of weeks later. And then it's been, actually been the weekend, and I was off school, so I checked into the morning room. Yeah, Dick said hi there, and yeah, we went over, and he ended up telling me, asked me to run that there, and shortly after, in January, I actually started running it. I had all my equipment. Anyways, with that, let's go down to KR4 HOA Autumn in Clayton, North Carolina. If you're new to the system, welcome, and you have no email in your field guide. If you want to add an email, you can get a welcome email. Down to you. KR4 HOA Autumn, are you still with us? Yeah, it sounds like you're making it through, but just barely. You cannot make it out, sadly. Someone to Mark is in and out. They're just barely even seeing up the computer and you're trying to get it. All right, with that, we'll pass back to Carlos. That's actually the end of my slot. So, yeah, back to you, Carlos, and then I'll pass on, or you'll pass on to Grayson.
Okay, good deal, Ivan. That was a great second round of check-ins to everybody there, just doing the check-ins. Thank you very much. It's been a great net tonight. This is Carlos, N1CBM, going to go for the third round of check-ins. But before that, I remind you guys that the text line is open for you to avoid the pileups. Just text your call sign to 716-317-9050, or if you fancy the email way, just send us your call sign at text@ECR.radio. It's text@ECR.radio. Just include your call sign in your in the body of the email or the dial, and we'll get you in the logs. The question of the night: do you bake Christmas cookies? And you can ask a question back to the kids. This is Carlos, N1CBN, looking for more check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Come with your call signs twice and slow.
N2BH. K7FPS. K7FPS.
Bath. BETA.
KC1QPL. KC1QPL.
Kilo Delta 3 Alpha Juliet November.
Kilo Echo 2 Golf Zulu Yankee. KG2 GZY. In and out.
KM4CTB, KM4CTB.
Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Quebec, India. Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Quebec, India.
Okay, that's only 7 check-ins there for Grayson. I think we can do a little bit better than that. Let's try to get a few more so we can send it over to Grayson and get to know him a little bit better. And no, Carlos, N1CBN, looking for general check-ins. YouthNet number 139. Call signs twice and slow, please.
Yeah,
M6QDY, M6QDY.
KD4RHL, Kilo 1 Delta 4, Romeo Hotel Lima.
Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Zulu Mike, KQ4KZM.
Okay, we'll drop this beer and pass it on to Grayson, but before I'm going to recognize from the bottom up KQ4KZM Charles, KD4RHL Ernest. N6QDY, my pal David from Sacramento, California, KR4HQI, Stephen, KM4CTV, Donnie, Jessica, KE2GZY, you are in and out, thanks for waving a hand, and if you have a valid email, if you correct your email on QRZ, the system will generate a welcome letter and send you a nice welcome letter with all the things we do here. KD3HAN, Anna, KC1QPL, John, K7FPS, Fred in Reno, and Bill, N2BH from Palmyra, New York. Send it over to Grayson, KG4BUT, for the last slot of UFED number 129. Grayson, you have it.
On a bank toll, I just want to know that you're cutting out, like, really badly when you're talking. Like, I feel like you're very choppy. KD3ATQ, Eastern Pennsylvania, yes, eight seconds.
All right, folks, we have a little hiccup here with the log. We're getting it squared away, and Grayson's going to be back to you in 30 seconds.
And while we're waiting for Grayson, folks, if you guys want to come into the Easter room, you can go to https://bit.ly.ecrdaily, and you can catch these kids in action live and in person. With that, this is WQSAL going back to net control and Grayson.
Okay, now, buddy. I was on the long list. I was on the one from last week about the, I think that was last week. Yeah, I see Bill now. NTBH Bill.
Hey, good evening, Grace, and everybody. I do bake my own Christmas cookies, but I take them out of a plastic tube and slice them up and just put them on the tray. And are you staying home for Christmas, or are you traveling?
Next up, K7FPS,
West Reno, Nevada. Good evening, Grayson, Ivan, and River, and Carlos, and Vicky, and thank you for logging. K7FPS, no, we do not do cookies. My girlfriend bakes a whole bunch of cookies and then sends them off to her family. My question for you, Grayson, is do you have a handmade decoration made by you on the K7FPS?
Alright, so please do fun. Next up, KC1QPL, John from South St. Paul's, Michigan.
Good evening, Grayson. Vicky on the log, everyone with the youth net tonight. KC1QPL, This is John in South St. Paul, Minnesota. MN is Minnesota. You're doing a fine job, young man. And I will be on the eating end of the cookies this season. I won't be doing any baking. Back to you, young man. Thanks for having me. KC12PL, clear.
I'm simply to you, John. Next up, KC3 Adrienne, and that's from Beville, Pennsylvania. Good evening, Grayson, and everyone else on the net tonight. No, I do not bake cookies anymore. I used to do that, but I haven't done that in years. And Grace and I have two people here, two of my grandsons that want to say hello, third-party traffic.
Hi, my name Hi, my name is Damian.
Hi, my name is Jason.
Okay, nice. Always nice to hear the third-party traffic out there. So please see you, Anna and Jason, I believe the name was. Next up, Cam 4, CTV, Donnie from Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Well, good evening, Grace and Ivan River, and all the staff up there on the net. I've always been a helper in the kitchen at cookie-making time because the fringe benefits were really good, Grayson. But my wife got wise to, once she finished baking 5 dozen, she'd go to pack them up on the plates and find she only had 4. She got wise to what was going on. I was always partial to the oatmeal raisin cookies. Grayson, what was your favorite Christmas cookie? Okay, I'm for CTV.
Probably not a Christmas cookie, but it is that type of time of day. Girl Scout, Finman. Okay. Good. Lost. Alright, simply Johnny. It's a KL4HQI, Steven from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Hey there, everyone. Thanks for having me in here tonight. I do not bake cookies because I ensure that I spend all my time eating everybody else's cookies that they're making. So no time to bake, just to eat. So thank you. Back to you, KR4HQI.
Okay, next up, Jacob from Jacksonville, Florida.
You, Steven. Next up, M6QDY, Davis from Sacramento, California. 23 seconds. Lisa, great job. M6QDY. And my buddy Carlos, Ivan, and River. Great job. To answer your call, and everybody in the Zoom control room, and Vicki and everybody else, to answer your question, Grayson, I don't bake cookies, but my wife and daughters do when they come over. My question to you is, what Christmas present are you expecting, or would you like to get this year? Back to you. Thank you for having me. M6QDY, back to Net Control.
Awesome, please, to you, David. Next up, KD4RHL, Otis from Boston, Florida.
Good evening, one and all. Well, as it would have it, as a matter of fact, this coming Sunday, the wife and the adult children and all of my grandchildren will be having their annual cookie extravaganza next door. They do that every year and spend all day all kinds of cookies. So my hopes of losing any weight until the first of the year is hopeless. And by the way, Grayson, thank you. I do not have an HF transceiver, but I discovered your Kiwi SDR, so I've been hanging out there listening to HF. Appreciate that. Have a good one. K24HO.
Alright, nice. Yeah, I also have two SDL here at the house, too. I believe I'm the youngest, owner of the SDL. Public one, too, like that. Simply see you on it. Next up, KQ4L... No, KVM. Alabama. KQ4KZM, Charleston, Delta, Alabama. Just 2 seconds. I guess he's not there. Alright, KA8BYU, Voice Ambassador, New York. You have 86 seconds.
Good evening. I'll talk to you if nobody else will. I don't personally bake cookies, but I heard a rumor that there were some coming up here this weekend or something. So I'll be eating cookies at least. And my question for you is, okay, somebody asked Ivan about his history when he got his license and how long he's been doing the YouthNet, and I would forward that same question to you. This is KQ4GKO. Back to net control.
What did you say? How long have you been doing the internet? Like how, like long, like how many years have you been doing it?
That is exactly right. And also, how long have you had your license? KQ4GKO, clear.
I had my license like 4 years. I've been doing this for like 2 years now, and I know I've been doing this since like Thanksgiving, that's the one I was looking for. Was like last year, so yeah, that's it. I will hit it. I'll hand the mic over to
K3APA. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
K3APA. Steve from Louisville. To my son. Okay, people. NC Radio. T9BFF, Evan from Illinois, Wisconsin.
Good evening, everybody on the ECR. I do not bake Christmas cookies, And I don't have a question for you, so I'll turn it back over to you, Net Control. Kilo Echo 9, Delta Fox Fox.
Audio complete to you, Evan. Next up, KJ5LVA and Dave from Dalcia, Oklahoma.
That's Sepulpa, S-A-P-U-L-P-A, Chapalupa or Sepulpa, Oklahoma.
No, I
don't make any cookies, and I'm just checking in. No questions for tonight. Enjoying the net, and you all have a good night, and a Merry Christmas.
Okay. KL4GIP, Wibble from Newborn, North Carolina.
Alright, thank you, Jason. I will be baking cookies, breakfast cookies to eat in the mornings for breakfast. I will be baking those, I think this weekend. So yeah, my answer to that question is yes, I do. Back to you, Jason, K4GIP.
All right, so please see Wibble. Next up, K2EGF, Ivan from Jasper O'Neill. You're the answer. I'm looking for some back again.
Hey Grayson, yeah, I just put my yes down the log there because don't really want to waste any time into it. But yeah, like I said, that's exactly we bake all sorts of cookies. Actually, this year we're dividing them all into separate weeks. So except for this weekend, because I got the 10-liter contest and a bunch of other stuff. So yeah. Anyways, my question for you, Grayson, what is the top three things in your Christmas list this year?
All right, Grayson, great job, guys. This is Carlos N1CBM. Just for the record, we also do bake cookies here every single week in my house. The little one, Alex, my daughter, 16 years old, she's a cookie monster. I always keep asking her to bake me the brownies with extra walnuts, but she doesn't like the brownies. She goes for the cookies, but I can't for the cookies. Going to terminate the Usenet number 139 on the East, but before that, on behalf of River, KR4GIP, Ivan, KE2EGF, Grayson, KG4BUT, it's Vicky, KE8VKY, Sal, W2SAL, and myself, N1CBM. I would like to say 7-3s. Have a great holiday season, everybody. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next Friday for Usenet number 140. I want to return the ECR to the regular amateur radio use. N1CBM. Everybody.
Node 27339 disconnected.
EA8RK Mobile.
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 23 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy. 25 degrees.